It seems America may have a bit of a drinking problem. A recent study published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry finds both high-risk drinking and alcohol use disorders increased between 2001 and 2002 and 2012 and 2013. With me to talk about this is Dr. Deborah Hassan, a professor of epidemiology at Columbia University. And Dr. Hassan, first off, what do you make of the results?
Well, it's consistent with increases that we're seeing for some other substances. I mean, people are very alarmed, and rightly so, about increases that are happening in use of opioids and, you know, some of the really terrible consequences that can happen from that. But people are sort of forgetting about the fact that heavy drinking also has quite a number of risks associated with it, and people are drinking more heavily. Maybe they're not, you know, weighing those risks as carefully as they may have 10 years or so ago. And so the drinking is increasing, and some of the consequences too, like alcohol use disorders, are increasing as well.
Why do you think it is that increased alcohol use isn't getting the same kind of attention as other things?
I mean, this is very speculative. Clearly, this study wasn't designed to address this question. But there may be that there's some sort of message fatigue in terms of public health messages around alcohol, or just opioids are sort of novel at this point, or new population groups are getting into trouble with opioids than groups that had previously in the past. And at the same time, we're seeing this upturn in the prevalence of heavy drinking and alcohol use disorders. And it can be that this paper will be kind of a wake-up call to the fact that that's really happening in groups also that haven't been so affected by this as strongly in the past, like women and older people and some minority groups that weren't hit as heavily by this in the past as they are now.
Yeah, are there any demographic groups that surprised you in looking at this paper?
I mean, the increases in women are really a continuation of increases that people have been noticing for quite some time. So that, I mean, you asked what surprised me, and I can say that this one didn't surprise me. I was not expecting to see the increases in older people that the paper showed, and I think it will be important to see what's going on with those increases and find out what's going on in the thinking of older people who are deciding to drink more, especially because in those age groups, you know, the likelihood of taking medications for medical problems has increased, and alcohol does interact with a lot of medications, so it's going to be important to understand that one better.
Do researchers have any idea or ideas as to why the rates of alcohol use and excessive alcohol use are going up?
You know, that's also, that's a question that this paper didn't address. I could speculate about it. I mean, you know, over the last 10 years, speaking, you know, not about the 10 years between the two surveys, but really the last 10 years, meaning 2007 to now, I mean, we've seen a very large financial crisis hit this country and kind of uneven recovery rates in different strata of the population from the effects of that financial crisis. And, you know, people are writing a lot about certain groups having trouble, more trouble than they used to, finding jobs or finding well-paid jobs. So it can be that there's some of the stresses that go along with those things, or it could just be other things going on in society, or the fact that people just have not been keeping such a close eye on what's going on with alcohol, and it could be that it's time for some public health messages that are gotten out there in a form that people can actually listen to and not just feel bombarded with yet another public health message about the fact that heavy drinking can have some consequences.
It sounds like those reasons are not terribly dissimilar to reasons in the past that have been cited for alcohol abuse.
Mm-hmm. And for other types of drug problems as well.
One of the things that I've seen written about with relation to this is the fact that alcohol is reasonably inexpensive and fairly available to people, and there isn't really much of a social stigma to, you know, having a beer or a glass of wine as opposed to, you know, other substances that people might use that are not looked at maybe quite so favorably or with a not disapproving eye. Do you think that has anything to do with what we're seeing in these numbers?
Social acceptability certainly can affect how much people use a given substance, whether it's alcohol or something else, how much risk they see in the substance. If people's perception of the risk in heavy drinking is going down, then you're likely to see more people drinking. You know, to some extent, regulations have an effect on how much people drink, too, just as we've seen a lot of big decrease in smoking from more regulation of smoking and higher taxes on cigarettes. What's happened over time for drinking is taxes have not really changed that much. So relative to inflation, alcohol is not getting more expensive for people. It's getting a little bit cheaper, and that can have an influence as well.
Dr. Deborah Hassan is a professor of epidemiology at Columbia University. Dr. Hassan, thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, you're very welcome.